Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Dr. Atolabe.
Good afternoon, and how are you today?
Very well, thank you, Doc. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I praise the Lord.
Yes, yes. And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects because it keeps us warm and it gives us health, sun health. Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about this afternoon. Thank you so much once again for joining us. Now, sunlight plays a crucial role in maintaining overall health and well-being. It is the primary source of vitamin D, which is essential for bone health, immune function, and mood regulation, among other benefits. Now, I want to talk about the sun health. What would you say are some of the benefits of sunlight, Doc? Take us through it.
Yes. Sunlight, it's a very interesting, because when we see that ball of light up there, it's not just there for nothing. It is an important part of living. Is it good for us? Absolutely. Vitamin D is, in fact, they call sunlight the vitamin D sunlight. It's the place where when we get the ultraviolet rays, our body is able to synthesize and get us to have vitamin D. So it is an important part of life. Without vitamin D, we can't have the bones, the type of strong bones that we need, especially growing up as children. So our bone health is tied to the sun. Our immunity, the immune function, and even the mood. Do you notice how we often get happy when the sun is up?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, compared to when the cloud is dark, it's there's a lot of difference. So it's the happy thing too to have sunlight. So it's very important for us to have sunlight. Sunlight is also very important with blood pressure. No sunlight can result in high blood pressure, which can have so many other problems with the heart and so forth. So sunlight is a very much needed item for us. Our skin must have it. We must have it so that our bones can be strong and develop. Our bodies absorb calcium, supports our immune system, contributes to our mental well-being. It's very important that we get sunlight every day. But talking about sunlight indoors will not help us. We've got to go out and get the sun.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. So we've got to get the sun. So for our melanin skin that is dark, 30 minutes of sunlight is needed according to research per day. Those who have fairer skin, they may not need as much. So when we read literature and it says 15 to 20 minutes of sunlight, that's for the fair skin. It's not for our dark skin. We need up to 30 minutes or more of sunlight in order to have enough sun exposure. And getting tanned when we are fair-skinned or Caucasian is really where some of the troubles begin to emerge. The sun's ultraviolet rays, the UVA and UVB, they can damage the DNA in our skin cells.
Oh, man.
Over time, this damage can lead to premature aging and increasing the risk of skin cancer.
Ah.
So there's good to it and there's bad to it. With everything in life, after sin started, there's always the good and the bad. So the sunlight is much needed, but overexposure to sunlight can come with its side effects. Melanoma, once you hear noma, you know that it's cancer. It's something that happens. In fact, whether we are actually fair skin or not, sun exposure, overexposure can cause skin cancer. For instance, if we wear light-colored materials in this side of the world where we have a lot of sun, it is still necessary that we cover the body and that we don't wear dark-colored clothes under the sun, and we don't expose our skin directly under the sun, especially the sun afternoon, 11 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. The sun is then at the highest point of heat and the ultraviolet rays. So when one is sweating under the high heat during the day sun, it indeed can lead to cancer. You see, when we sweat and the sun boils the water on our skin, that's a lot of problem for the skin. So the time we spend under the sun is better early in the morning when the sun just came out, about 7, 8, 9, 10. Once it's getting to 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, we should be under the shade, because the sun, when it is too much, can indeed destroy the skin and can result in cancer. You know, it's interesting what happens in this world of sin.
Yeah, yeah.
Those who are fair skin, they want to become dark skin, so they go and tan. Those who are dark skin, they want to become fair skin, so they bleach the skin. It's so sad. And all of this, they affect the skin negatively, because it's always good to just be simple and to be contented with what God has given each one. If you are dark skin, yes, praise the Lord. That's the skin that God has given your race.
Praise the Lord indeed.
Yes.
Yeah,
don't
praise
go
the Lord
indeed. Yes. So I did consult Agatha Thrash, YouTube Pines Institute Counseling Sheet. I wanted to know, what have they been doing in terms of information and the health, wellness that they give over there? Because I was there for some time, several years ago, and they are still operating. And they have this online material that I often consult. And when I looked at it, I have some things to share. It says the sun is a definite hazard to individuals for skin cancer. So when we go sunbathing, there is danger in it. There is the hereditary predisposition that is for some people to have skin cancer. Yes, that heredity is there. Nevertheless, it's not the one that pulls the trigger. It is our lifestyle that pulls the trigger. It is when we go sunbathing, you go to the beach, now there is water surface with the sun there, and then we expose our skin directly under the sun. That is very, very harmful. Then if we take a high-fat diet, that's also involved in skin cancer. So there are other things that causes skin cancer. When we combine them together with the sun, will make the skin to have problems. And yes, cancer is what we call it. So the time we spend in the sun is very important. We must keep the time in the sun to the minimum. And if we need to be out there longer, we should walk under the shade. Or we should wear clothing and a big hat that can cover our face and help our skin to be less exposed to the ultraviolet rays of the sun when it is high heat. So the question is, do we need sunscreen or not?
Yes
and no. If we keep to those rules of 30 minutes between 7 and 10 a.m. Or after 4 p.m. in the evening, we don't need sunscreen. But if you want to suntan, there are controversial researches and results on this. Some say it is the sunscreen itself that is the cause of the problem. Others say you need the sunscreen to protect you. So they recommend the 15 SPF and that it helps to protect the skin. So I will go for the simple way of doing things rather than rely on something that is still controversial, the sunscreen that we rub on the skin to protect the effects of the UVA, especially the what they call UVB, that is able to cause cancer. I would rather spend a few moments, 30 minutes under the sun at the right time, and this will be my answer, rather than trying to get suntan. In fact, once a person is suntanned already, the skin has been injured. That's what I found in my research. Once your skin is suntanned, I mean, if you're Caucasian and your skin becomes suntanned, or you are very fair complexion and your skin becomes tanned, you've already harmed the skin. Therefore, it is better to keep by the simple rules. But for those who would like to go out and experiment, definitely use your sunscreen, because that is what is recommended. And until we have a definite recommendation, one can still say, use your sunscreen, because that is what has been found to protect several persons from the harmful UVA rays. There is a broad spectrum sunscreens. They protect both the UVA and UVA, according to some school of thought. But others say, nope, it does not do any good. It's better you just stay out of the sun at the time when the sun is harsh. So, yes, darker skin, 30 minutes. Better still, choose 10 a.m., 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., 4 p.m. to about 7 o'clock or 6:30 when the sun sets. Wear protective clothing, hats. Use sunscreen if you believe that you need it. And you still need the sun. You've got to get that sun. So, because without it, we don't get vitamin D. And it's very interesting. This is my story. I traveled, I went to U.S., and I got some blood tests done, and the result came that my vitamin D was low.
What?
What? And I came from tropical Africa.
Yes.
And my friend, who is a naturopath, I told her, I said, see the result of my blood test. My vitamin D is low. And so the doctor said, well, you need to take some vitamin D supplement, because it was even winter over there. And there was no sun. And I'm not going out in the cold. So, even indoors, it's still too cold for me.
Yeah.
Of course, if I dress very well and go out, we still go out during winter. I even traveled by the road trip during winter. But it was very surprising to my friends. How can you come from tropical Africa and your vitamin D?
Have you
been indoors all the time? So my point is that we can have low vitamin D and still be under the blessing of all the sun in tropical Africa. So we need to go out there and get some sun. So it's always good to go in the morning, breathe in some fresh air, use the time too for some exercise, take a walk, a 30 minutes to a 40 minutes or an hour walk at the right time in the morning is wonderful. But like every other health principle, we need balance. There must still be balance. We should soak up the rays of the sun, yes, but we must be smart about it, and we must be safe. Because if we are not, our skin will talk to us. It will protest. It will have problems. And the problems that come with it are very serious problems, because when the word cancer is mentioned, who is there that wants to risk anything for cancer sake? No, we don't want to take a risk. We want to be sure that we protect ourselves. Even our eyes, you know, we need some sun in the morning. Please don't open your eyes and look at the rays of the sun. I heard somebody say it before, and I asked the person, where in the world did you get this idea from? I have never come across it again. In fact, when I hear other people talk about sun and the benefits of sun, at best, close your eyes and look up. Then drop your head and open your eyes. Enjoy the sun, because without going out in the sun, it also affects our melatonin production, which is responsible for sleep.
Yes, the
sun is necessary for us to be able to build the serotonin towards evening that will help us to sleep. So if we don't expose ourselves to the sun, it will affect our sleep also. We'll not be able to sleep well at night. And one may not realize it, because in this luxurious world, and I call it luxurious world, where if you have made it, you can wake up in the morning and enter a tinted glass vehicle, your car, and you open the door, you enter into your office within 2 or 3 minutes. And you are in an air-conditioned office all day long. The sun is up. The sun is down before you leave your workplace. And you go back in your vehicle and drive home at night. My life was like that at some point. if I work day shift at that time, I'm leaving home 5 a.m. in the morning. I'm coming back in the evening at about 6 o'clock, 6:30. So for many people, that is still their life. So there is a need, maybe whilst you are at work during break time, to step out and get some sunlight, get some fresh air. Don't stay in a place where the air you breathe is centrally controlled. During summer, it's air conditioned so that it can be cool enough for our patients. During winter, it's heat so that it can be warm enough for the workers and the patients also. And even for those who work in banks and other offices, they are centrally controlled. And then the right temperature is given to us who are indoors. But then God gave the right temperature outdoors. And we need to enjoy that temperature outdoors. It's very, very important. So I believe I've covered pretty much.
Yeah.
Do you think there's something I've missed?
Well, I think you've covered much, Doc. But I want to just check with you, man, before you go. In terms of, those who, because you said too much exposure could have problems for those who are lighter skinned, because then you have got burns and stuff like that. But you then see that if you have spent quite a bit of time in the sun, I'm looking at people who are going, for instance, over the holidays and they are out, by the beach, etc., etc. If you are dark, you are going to be much more darker when you come back. And then, of course, if you are light, then there's problems. I don't know how they tan. I'm a darker person, so I'll speak about dark people. Now, would you say that that skin is damaged by the sun?
Yes. That's what my research told me. That once your skin is tanned, the sun has damaged the skin. And the more dark it gets, the more damage the skin has gone through. So if it is a gradual darkening, because we are dark skin complexion and we have high melanin, the damage will not be much. But the years, if this continues, yes, the skin is said that it is getting damaged. So once we... During the summer, we go to the beach, we enjoy the sun. We should do it in moderation. We should stay under the shade. We should have maybe stay under a hut or something that they build in the beach, but don't stay directly under the sun all day long, especially in the afternoon when the sun is at the highest peak. Get under the shade or swim. And when you swim and you come out, get under the shade. Don't let the water dry on your body directly under the sun. In fact, it will be like the sun is boiling water on the skin and it damages the skin. So that is what has been shown. And for many who have had skin cancers in these lifestyle institutions, when they look at their history, that is what many of them did that caused the skin problems, the cancer.
Doc, I must thank you so much for the time that you have spent with us and always actually spending with us. Blessings to you. I do appreciate it a lot. Blessings to you until we speak again next time.
Amen. Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.